This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba, and we continue in Meseches Yevamais, your favorite Mesechta. What is Zuchus? We're learning now Daf Kuf Tes. Daf Kuf Tes. Who would have thought? The Mishnah says, we're now going to get into machlokes we've discussed in the past, whether Misa Mapeles or Nesuin Harishonim Mapilim. What causes the mitzvah Yibam? Is it her status at the time that her husband died? Regardless of what her status may have been before, even if there was a period in time before that her Eishas Ach had an issue with it. If at the time her husband died, her Eishas Ach is prime for Yibam, you could do Yibam. Or do we say Nesuin Harishonim Mapilim? That means she had to always be in a state where her Eishas Ach could have been matured in Yibam. And now we're going to have a case in point. Hamagarish HaSoisha, one who divorces a woman, Vehechzira, and he takes her back. So he took her back as in a permitted way. You could be Machzer Grusha as long as she doesn't marry anyone else. Muteres Liyavim. She's permitted to the Yavim. Why not? Even though at the time you divorced her, her Eishas Ach had no heter, but we don't care because then you took her back, and when the person died, this Misa Mapeles, it's the Misa, it's her state at the time that he dies that casts her to Yibam, and therefore she is permitted. Rabbi Eliezer, Oisa Rabbi Eliezer, Asers, because Rabbi Eliezer seems to hold, perhaps, that Nesuin Harishonim Mapilim, meaning the original Nesuin, is what allows it. V'chein ha-megarish es ha-yesoima. Likewise, if somebody divorces a yesoima, someone who divorces a yesoima, so the yesoima was married to you, and it was a marriage midrabanan. Her mother married her off, Rashi says, or her brother, and then you took her back, and you took her back either when she was a ketana or as a gedola, and you basically consummated the marriage. So she's permitted to the yavam. Reb Lezer again says she's aser because at the time she was divorced, there was no heter on the eishes ach. Again, in both of these cases, it's a full-fledged marriage when you took her back. So therefore, when the husband dies, the Eishas Ach, according to the Tanakhama, is permitted. However, Ketana Shehisia Aviha Vinizgarsha, a Ketana that her father married her off. A Ketana that her father married her off. We know that a father's allowed to marry off his daughter, who's a Ketana. However, Vinizgarsha, now she gets divorced. Now, once the Ketana gets divorced, the father loses jurisdiction over her, and if she were to marry, her marriage would only be a drabanan. She's like an orphan in the life of her father. Ve'achzira, if the guy takes her back, so now we're talking about where he took her back when she was a Ketana, so his marriage to her is only midrabanan, and then he died. Divrei hakol asur liyavam. Everyone agrees she's asur to the yavam. Rashi says the case is if he died when she was a ketana, even the Tanakama, even the rabbanan, who say that if you divorce her, a complete gerushin. And then even the Rabbanan who say in both of the previous cases that if you divorce a woman and you take her back and she falls to Yibam, we say Nesuin, we say Misa Mapeles, and in the case where someone who's divorced is a Yesoima and you take her back, she's Mutter to Yibam. In this case, she would be Asur to Yibam. Why would she be Asur to Yibam? Because the Kedushin of a Ketana is nothing. and she's basically a grusha. So a grusha, so a woman who medayraisa is your brother's wife, who your brother divorced. So she's a grusha medayraisa, and you only took her back midrabanan. So then even the rabbanan would agree that there's no yibam. Okay. Amar Eifa. Eifa said. Now, I don't remember ever having the name Eifa in Shas with an ayin, but that was his name. My time at Rabbi Lazar. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Lazar? So the simple pshat is, Hoel v'amda alav shah achas b'yisura. Since at the time she was divorced, she was in a state that she would be asur for yibam. So once she was in a state for a moment that she was asur for yibam, she remains in that state. Rabbi Lazar seems to be of the opinion that nesuin harishoinim matirim, which means she always has to be in a state that she would be chayiv in yibam. Says the Gemara, Ihachi chalitza nami loy tibai. According to Amrule Rabban Le'efa, the rabbi said to Eifa, Ihachi if so chalitza nami loy tibai. If he holds that Nisun Rishayna Mapilim, and she always had to be in a state that she's mutter to Yibam, then not only should she not, you not be able to do Yibam to her, you should not have to do chalitza. And if you'll say v'chitem, and if you're going to say hachanami, granted, maybe you don't have to do chalitza. You don't. But v'hatani mishum Rabbi Eliezer, amru, chayletzes, but Rabbi Eliezer said, you do have to do chalitza. So if it's because nesu'in or rishonim mapilim, then you should not have to do chalitza, because basically she has an eshesach that had no heter. Ela amar Eifa, rather Eifa said, Rabbi Eliezer lo yadana maitaima. I don't know the reason for Rabbi Eliezer. I thought I knew the reason for Rabbi Eliezer. Now I realize I don't know the reason. Because if it's nisuan rishonim mapilim, then you shouldn't have to do chalitza. Amar Abai said, Eifala, I know the reason of Rabbi Eliezer. Hainu time with Rabbi Eliezer. Misafgalei misa mapelas nisuan rishon mapilim. You're right, if he held Nisun Rishon Mapilim, you wouldn't do Chalitza. But Rabbi Eliezer does not definitively hold Nisun Rishon Mapilim. He's Mesupik if Misa Mapeles or Nisun Rishon Mapilim. Therefore, since maybe Nisun Rishon Mapilim, you can't do Yibam. But since maybe Misa Mapeles, you have to do Chalitza. E Misa Mapeles, Haram Yerkamel Yibam. If Misa causes her to fall, then she falls for Yibam. In the Sun Rishon Mapil, if the original Sum are Mapil, Ha'amda Alav Sha'achas B'Isser, she stands for an hour, she was B'Isser, so you can't do Yibam. So Abayi says that he agrees to Eifa. It just, he says that Svara is not definitive. Rava Amar, Rava says, Olam Shita le Rabbi Lazar de Misa Mapel. So really, Rabbi Lazar simply holds Misa as Mapel. And therefore, you should even do a Yibam. Umiyu, however, Hakol B'Kiyin B'Gerishin. Everyone knows she got divorced. Ve'en Hakol B'Kiyin M'Chazara. But not everybody knows he took her back. So it's going to look like he's taking back an Eish HaSach that the husband never remarried her. Because everyone's going to know that he divorced her. Not everyone's going to know he took her back. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, just the opposite. Chazara, taking her back, Kivin de Yasra to say, if he's living with her, Isla Kala, it has a coil. Just the opposite. If Kedushin is known, certainly Gerushin is known. Milo Yaskinan, says the Gemara, what do you mean? Aren't we talking about that maybe he remarried her at night and he died the next morning and not everybody's going to know that he took her back? Not that we're talking about Davka, that case, but aren't we also speaking about such a case where maybe people didn't know that he took her back? So that's Rava's reason. Abayi Eifa said, Rabbi Eliezer held Bevadai Nisun Rishon Mapilim. So the question is, so then why do you need to do Chalitza? Abai said, because he's Mesupik, whether Misa Mapeles or Nisun Harishainim Mapilim. Rava says, no, really, he definitely holds Misa Mapeles. So then why isn't the woman mutter? Because not everybody knows that he ended up remarrying her. Why not? Because we're also talking about a case. Meaning, because of that potential case, we do chalitza in all cases. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, Hainu time of Rabbi Lazar. This is the reason for Rabbi Lazar. The Gazar Hani Mishum Yisoyma B'chayeha Av V'Hachzira. Really, in the case where you took her back, then the halacha should be you could do Yibam. Because Misa Ma'Pelas. And really, even if you were Megarish Yisoyma and you took her back and then she grew up by you, the halacha is that you could do, that she would be permitted to do Yibam. But we make a gzeira up to the case of Yisoyma B'chayei Av, where there the marriage is only Midrabanan when you take her back, and the Yeshus Ach is still the Eiraisa. And in that case, you can't do Yibam or Chalitza. So we're goyzer in the first two cases. Says Gemara Hachanami Mistabra. It's Mistabra, this is the reason of Rabbi Lazar. Midik Tani Seifa, from the fact that the Seifa says, Ketana, Shehisi Avi of Nisgar, Shek Yisam, Vechai Aver Zire, Divrei HaKol She'asu Liyavam, from the fact that the Seifa says, a Ketana, that the father married her off, and she was divorced. She's like Yisoyma in the life of the father. And the fact that the Seifa says, a ketana, that the father married her off, and then she got divorced. She's like Yisam Chayav, and if he takes her back, she's also Devei Akol to the Avam. Of course she's Asur. What's the Chiddush over here? Hi, Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush of this case? Pshita, isn't it obvious that you can't do Yibam? She is an Eishas Achmed Ayraisa, and she doesn't have a marriage back to you, only Midrabanan. So what's the chiddush of this case? You know why the Mishnah says this case? So we understand why Rabbi Lezer holds in the first case you can't do Yibam. Elalav HaKamashmalan, the reason why the Mishnah said this case, Taima de Rabbi Lezer, the reasoning of Rabbi Lezer, de Gozar Hanoch Mishum Hai, where Gozar, the first two cases, up to the case where you took back Yisayma B'chai Yaviyah. Shmamina. We see from the Mishnah, the fact that the Mishnah said this third case, that Rav Ashi is correct, that the reason for the first two cases in Rav Lezer is Gzera to the third case. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa Kvase, the Rav Ashi, in accordance with Rav Ashi, Moidim Chachomim L'Rabbi Lezer, the rabbis are Moidim to Rav Lezer. B'Ketana, she's the Aviyah. That a Ketana, that the father married her off in his Garsha, and then she got divorced. She's like an orphan girl in the lifetime of the father. Vechzira, and therefore if he takes her back, she'asur liyavam. She's also to yavam. Why? Mibnei shegerusha gerushin gemurin, because her divorce is complete. Ve'en chazarasa, chazara gemura, but her taking back is not complete. So Rabbi Lez, the chachomim are moided to Rabbi Lezer, then in that case, you can't do yibam. Says the Gemara, Bamedva Mamurim, Shigir Shikshi Kitana. That's about where you divorce her when she's a Kitana. Tachzirik Shik Kitana. And you took her back when she's a Kitana. Avo Gir Shikshi Kitana, Vazirik Shik Doila. But if you took her back when she's a Doila, Inami or Hachzirik Shik Kitana, you took her back when she's a Kitana, Vigodla Etzloi. And she grew up by you, Mace, and then he died. Oi Chayletzus, Oi Misya Bemes. In that case, meaning in the first two cases of the Mishnah, in these two cases, the Chachamim would say, Misa Ma'Pelas, and Oichelet Sos Omisya Bemes. Mishum Rebbe Lazar Amru, in the name of Rebbe Lazar, they said, Chelet Sos V'loi Misya Bemes. You do Chalitza, you don't do Yibam. Now how does this teach that the reason is like Rebbe Ashi? Because Rashi says as follows. The fact that it says, that must mean that Rabbi Elezer was discussing a case of Yisoyim v'chayo av. The only thing is, in this braisa, the only case Rabbi Elezer discusses is when you took her back, when she was not a Yisoyim v'chayo av. So what do you mean the Chacham Moed to Rabbi Elezer about Yisoyim v'chayo av? Rabbi Elezer never said a word about that case. It must be Rabbi Elezer was talking about Yisoyim v'chayo av. How? But he's talking about when you took her back when she's a gedoyla. The answer is it must be Rabbi Elezer holds the reason why if you take her back when she's a gedoyla you still can't do yimum is a gezeira atu yisoyim v'chayav. Because otherwise, what do you mean the chachamim are moida to Rabbi Elezer by yisoyim v'chayav? Rabbi Elezer didn't say a word about yisoyim v'chayav. It must be the case he did speak about, namely the case where you took her back when she's a gedoyla, is because a gezeira atu yisoyim v'chayav. Now we have a gevaldig shaila. If you're going to say like Rabashi, that the only reason you can't take this woman is because a gezeira atu yisama b'chaye ha'av, then could you take the tzara? The only reason you can't do yibam to her is because of a gezeira. So now what? She's going to affect the tzara? You can make a gezeira like gezeira? Boi mine Rav Nachman. Rav asked of Rav Nachman, Sarasa mahu, what's the din with the tzara? Amarlei he gufa gzera nanekam v'nigzer gzera gzera. She herself is only also because of gzera. We're going to make a gzera for the gzera. Ah, he says more about Tanya Mishum Rav Lazar Amru. We learned in a braisa that they said the name of Rav Lazar. He v'tzarasa chayletzes. She and the tzara you do chalitza. Now, you can't do chalitza to both. Hivit tzarasa saka daitach. Doesn't mean you do chalitza to her and the tzara. Elalav oy hi oy tzarasa. That means either you do chalitza to her or the tzara. But that implies you can't do yibam to the tzara. Says the Gemara, well, once you're reinterpreting the braisa, so then reinterpret it differently. Lav terutze kamatartis, aren't you reinterpreting the braisa? Teretz Hachi, we interpret it as follows. He chaylatzas, she yidu chalitza. Tzarasa, the tzara, oy chaylatzas, oy mesyabemes. Either you do chalitza or you do yibam. So in fact, the tzara, you could do yibam too. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, shehakol nehiya b'dvarei. Says the Halakha Mishnah. Shnei achin nesuin l'shtei achoyos ketanos. Two bros married to two sisters that are ketanos. Both of them then, the marriage to the two brothers are midrabanan. Umeis, bala shalachzem. One of the guys die. And the sister, who is basically the erva, the sister of your wife, now she's only your wife midrabanan, and therefore the erva is an erva midrabanan. She goes out because of achasisha. And she's pater from chalitza nivam. Likewise, if they're two deaf-mute women who are sisters, even if they're gedolos, the marriage is only midrabanan, and if one husband dies, then the other one falls to you, pater from chalitza nibam. Gedoylo katana. You have two brothers, married to two sisters. One is a gedoylo, one is a katana. Meis bala shel katana. The husband of the katana dies. You were married to the woman midrabanan. The katana then falls to the gedoyla. To the brother, to the husband of the gedoyla. The husband of the gedoyla is married to his wife, midoraisa. Therefore, her sister is an erva, midoraisa. So, teitze ektana, mishamachos isha. The ktana goes out because of achos isha. But Meiz Baila Shal Gedoyla, if the husband of the Gedoyla dies, now the Gedoyla is now falling to the brother who's married to the Ketana. And this woman is an Erva. But it's an Erva Midrabanan. Why is an Erva Midrabanan? Because the husband of the Ketana is only married to her Midrabanan. So the Gedoyla is Achis Isha Midrabanan. On the other hand, she's a Yavam Da'iraisa, a Yavama Da'iraisa. Because her husband died, the husband of the Gedoyla died without children, so she falls Midairaisa to her husband's brother. So you have Yibum Midairaisa, and you have Erva Midrabanan. So what are you going to do? You're going to say, no, go out, go, leave, you're an Erva, whatever. I'm Zokuk to you Midairaisa. There's only an Erva Midrabanan over here. So what's the husband supposed, what's the Yavam supposed to do? The truth is, if she's Zokuk to the Yavam Midairaisa, the Yavam can't even live with his own wife. Because his own wife is Achay Zukukasai Midairaisa. She's only married to him Midrabanan, but she's Achay Zukukasai Midairaisa. So what's he going to do? He's going to marry the Erva? It's an Erva Midrabanan. Can marry the Erva? What's he going to do? Could he live with the Erva? On the other hand, could he live with his wife? His wife is Achay Zukukasai. So the Mishnah gives a number of Eitzos, but it's not Pashut over here. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says a very simple solution over here. Malamdina Saktana Shatimoin Bai. The Ketana has an Eitza. Let her do Mian. She was never married. And now, my brother's wife will fall to me and Shalmal Yisrael. Let her be oiker than a suin and be miyabim the gedoyla. Rabbi Lezer, okay. Ram Gamliel oimer imian no mian. If she does mian, fine. Otherwise, we can't tell her l'chachila to do mian. V'im lav tamtin. What you do is she waits ad shetagdil until his wife grows up. Once his wife grows up, she becomes his wife midairaisa. And then the gedoyla leaves because achasisha. Now, how could you live with your own wife? You're living with achaisa kukasai. Rav Gamliel holds zika midrabanan. Rav Gamliel holds there is no achaisa kukasai. Rabbi Yeshua says oivai. Iloy alishta iloy alishta sachiv. You can't live with your wife because achaz kukasai. You can't live with the yavama because it's an erva midaraisa. It's an erva midrabanan. So what do you do? Very very simple. Moitzias ishta beget. You divorce your wife with a get. And then what? Could you live with her sister? No, because it's Achos Isha Midrabanan. Ve'esh Sachav v'chalitza. And you do chalitza to Esh Sachav. Now, could you wait until your wife grows up? No, he holds Achos Kukasai Daraisa. But the Gemara has a different question. The Gemara's question is, do we lechadchila instruct somebody to do mion? As we're going to see, mion is something we try to avoid. It says Gemara, Mishari, do we allow a woman, do we teach a woman to do mion? Vatani, bar kapara, tot. Lo'ilam yidbak adam shlosh advarim. A person should always cling to three things. V'yisrachik mishlosh advarim. And distance yourself from three things. Yidbak mishlosh advarim, you should cling to three things. B'chalitza, always do chalitza, not yibam. We'll see why. Uvava shalom, always cling to bringing peace. Uvafaras nadarim, cling to annulling vows. The yisrachek mishloshadarim, stay away from three things. Mina mion, stay away from mion. Umin ha-pikdoinois, stay away from taking deposits. Umin ha-arvoinois, and from being a co-signer. So how could you say, l'chadchilu, we teach someone to do miyun, but we stay away from it? Says, miyun de mitzvah shani. When it's miyun, to enable yibum, it's different. Gufa. We learned earlier, Tani Bar Kapar Lo'ilam Yidbak Adam Shoshadam, a person should always cling to three things. Bechalitza Ka'aba Shol. Bechalitza, you know why you should cling to Chalitza and not Yibam? Ka'aba Shol. Like Abba Shol, because Abba Shol is the one who always is a suspect that maybe you're not doing Yibam L'shem Shamayim. The Tanya Abba Shol Oimer, Hakoines Es Yivimtoi, one who brings in a Yivama L'shem Noi, for beauty, l'shem ishus, for marriage, l'shem darachir, kilo pagia be'erva. It's like living with an erva of ishasach, v'karoiv be'enai, and it is close to my eyes, l'yos havlad mamzer, that the vlad would be a mamzer. Rabbi said, we're going to hold it over here. Tomorrow night, I am going to be out of town, so we'll either have to do Wednesday night or Thursday, okay? Wednesday night shir is an awesome subject. The Wednesday night shir is, we're going to be learning about kamatz. That's the shir. Kamatz. I know it's been really, you know, getting your juices going, that kamatz. So we're going to try to crack the kamatz. And Bez Hashem will finish up either Wednesday night or Thursday night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great night. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.